Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, we here. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, yeah, it's time to get with it. www.yourboygotsyougetit. Get it where you fit in. If the cat fit, wear it. Yeah, we in a galactic cyber wild, huh? Why fly to the British Isles? We live on Wi-Fi live. That's the golden child of style. It's George Draper. On the moving Lucy Lush and Buffy speakers. 5,000 booming watts, huh? Bringing you the party right through your router box. Out the box, thinking out of the box. Now that's necessary. Elementary thoughts now that's secondary. 22nd century light years ahead of you. Get ahead of yourself, the future don't better you. Strap your seatbelts on and get ready for Lusty Lush on the move. Go. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. This for the future, man, it's time to get with it. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. Yeah, this for the future, man, it's time to get with it.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. Always giving you nothing but the realness. Always talking about real issues. Always giving you hot music and hot interviews. Your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. Yo, it's hot as hell outside, man. Make sure you drink enough water. Make sure you stay inside. And make sure you try to stay cool, because I'm telling you, it's burning outside, pimping. You know what I'm saying? No reason for you to be wearing all black out there. But, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But today we're going to have your man Quan, you know what I'm saying, that was rocking with your man Nas, you know what I'm saying, did that song Just a Moment, you know what I'm saying, some real thought-provoking music, you know what I'm saying. But he got a new album coming out, and the joint is called Walking Testimony. He's going to be live on here talking about the new album and everything like that. So check for that, you know what I'm saying, today. And also, we want to thank our sponsor, Strictly Bone One. You know what I'm saying? Check them out, how to clothing line in the urban, suburban scene. All on the www.strictlybone1.com. Also, check out MissSuzie.com for some spiritual advice. MSZSUZZIE.com. Check them out. ConsultingGuy.net, NationalStreetBuzz.com. Also, LessRadioOnline.com, StreetQueensTheMovement, E2KMagazineOnline.com. Let's get it cracking all day, every day, man. You already know what it is, man. Shout out to my man DJ Hustle. Also, our sponsors, Digital Fantasy Media. And we're going to go to some music, because, you know, this is how I do. We're going to go to some music, and we're going to come back, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I want to party like there's no tomorrow. No tomorrow. You heard me.
Catches at tomorrow. I call a day and buy another one tomorrow.
my girl to hold her day. My motto be tomorrow. Meet the magic sheet in Monday, blow a couple dollars. Tuesday the goon day, figure eight tomorrow. We had a royal Wednesday, stunting like my father. Had the fever on Thursday, pop a couple bars. Motherfuck brother, I might go back there tomorrow. Yellow stole a day, red or white stole tomorrow. I bought a neck piece today, I'ma buy, watch tomorrow. And they ain't no me today, watch I stun on them tomorrow.
I told y'all, I feel like partying like it's no tomorrow right now. And it's hot as hell outside. Today we're going to have your man, Quan, live in the building. Y'all remember Quan? We had him on the show before. Quan did the joint with your man, Nas, called, you know what I'm saying, A Moment of Silence. Your man was getting it in. He got a new album he dropped, and it's about to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? A walking testimony, man. About to come through, drop some jewels, and tell us about the new album. Y'all already know what it is, man. But you know what we got to do? We got to go to the phone lines. What's crack-a-lackin', family?
What's good with you?
Ain't nothing much, man. Long time no see, Pepper.
Yeah, man. I've been grinding, man.
No, you've been grinding hard, man, for real. I checked out you know, playing the piano, man. I didn't know you could really play like that, man.
I'm trying. I try.
Crazy.
You know, just try to do something different, you know. Got a lot of rappers and singers fighting my style, you know. So I figure, all right, I'm gonna do something, you know. Let me show them I could do a few other things.
I thought you was Mozart over there, son. I got scared right there. You know, I thought you was Mozart.
Beethoven.
I gotta give you, you know what I'm saying, the Lush Radio welcome, you know what I'm saying, you know, because we always love when you come through, man.
That's good. Seemed like somebody liked me.
We always love you on Oklahoma, man. We have mad love for you, man. So you want to give out a couple of shout-outs and stuff before we get into the nitty-gritty?
I mean, you know, always my Kings Nation family. God, man, they, you know, every fan, man, definitely Lush Radio for having me. You know, man, all the greats that put it down before me, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, Quan, so how you been, man? You hype, man? You been digging in the scene on the gangsta lane, man? What's goody?
Man, all the time, man. All day, every day, twice on Sunday, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So tell us about, you know what I'm saying, you know, this whole new album that you about to drop right here, you know what I'm saying, you know, Walking Testimony, man. So tell us what the whole inspiration behind,
you know,
this was.
It's kind of like, you know, you ever been in church on a good Sunday morning and they say, you know, we have some people that want to share their testimony. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a talking testimony, you know. My album is a walking testimony. It's like I walk you through different chapters of my life, you know, lightly touching on subjects. You know, you could put this in and you could take from it, you know, it's something in there for everybody, you know. But it's definitely, a lot of things that I had to get out my chest and off my chest to move on. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people feel like that. So that's what it's about, just basically being a walk of testimony, man, and carrying people through, you know, why I know that this is what I'm here for, you know? This is what I'm here for, huh? Just to be here is a blessing.
That's for real, man. Everybody got to think, you know, that higher power for, you know, being here, man, because you know what? Tomorrow is a promise to anybody, for real.
Yeah.
So,
and I done did my. Huh?
Who are some of the people you've been working with on this album?
It kind of was over a period of time. You know what I'm saying? Over a period of time. I got features. You know, I got a Nas feature up there. I got my mother dropping gems up there. And my right hand, Zoe, you know, dropping jewels up there. And, I mean, from there, it's just the rest is me, you know?
That's what
Raw and uncut, you know, truthful. And, you know, we just went in and got it and got it done. A lot of great production up there, Needles, Shy Money, Needle, Shy Money. Who else I got tracks from? Red Spider, COD, Animal House, a lot of good dudes, man. A lot of wonderful production. Up and coming dudes and made dudes. You know.
That's some hot stuff right there, cause Needles is a good dude right there, man. That's
man.
That's what's up, man. You definitely got some fire. So, I mean, because we know you rap and we know you sing. So, is it a mix of both, or do you feel it's
the
majority
of it's a mixture of both, but it's this album is hip hop influence.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah. So, go ahead and give them a little taste, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely, man. The album's called Walking Testimony. I did a distribution deal with Amalgam Digital. And, you know, I love the art. So, first single off that album is I'm Good.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and give them The Hustle real quick, you know what I'm saying?
For sure, that's on the album, definitely. And that's actually the only song on the album that I'm singing all the way through it.
Yeah, man, I was really shocked on this one. I was like, wow, he really singing. I didn't even get a bit of rap on it. He was really singing on that junk. I said, all right, that's what's up. So you want to go ahead and introduce this one, The Hustle?
It's your boy Don Faquan, better known as Quan. You don't like a whole bunch of letters. And this is one of the tracks off of the Walk of Testimony album. So get that. The Hustle. Real Hustle, you know what I'm talking about.
Hey. said I
put it over, can't control.
Can't control it.
Said the hustle got me messed up.
The hustle is dying.
If you can sip of the smoke, you can have it sold.
Said I
can't control.
Said the hustle got me messed up.
The hustle
is dying.
I've been lying if I say.
Right there, you know what I'm saying, giving us that harmony right there, talking about the hustle, pimping, you know what I'm saying?
Lush.
What's up, man? What's up, man? Right, that was a hot joint right there.
Man.
What'd you say?
I said, you know me, I'm easy money.
I know, my dude. That's you know what I'm saying? That's what I love about you, man. Real smooth with it, man. Definitely saying, get, you know, what they need out here. So tell us about, you know what I'm saying, the inspiration behind that joint right there.
To be honest, like, it was kind of like, you know, like, kind of like Jay said, you know, we addicted just like the fiends are, you know? Like, and that's what it was about the hustle, like, how it goes when you playing that game, you know, and why them youngins, you know, after seeing a certain amount of money, it's hard to get them youngins off the block, man, because they done seen that money, you know, and that's an addiction by itself.
That's real
talk. So, it'd be, you know, you could tell a youngin, you know, get out the street, you shouldn't be there. But if you ain't you know, you ain't showing them how to make that $2,000-$3,000 a week. You ain't really saying much. Not to him when his mama need it and his sisters need it and, you know, and he trying to have things and everybody that he see that has something, they in the street. So that's what that was about, you know. But it was also explaining how that cycle go. You know, God don't know right come from wrong, you know. And there's repercussions and consequences. So that's what that song came from. You know, the hustle, describing the hustle, size of tribulations a hustler go through. Like I said, that was a real dope boy anthem right there.
Yeah, that's definitely, you know what I'm saying? That's definitely what's up, man. That's definitely, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know what I'm saying? What's up, for real. So where can the cats, you know, check the album out, you know, and
hold on. I ain't hear you, but what'd you say?
So where can people go and check these albums out?
On amalgamdigital.com. That's AMALGAM digital.com. And if that's too hard for you, you can definitely go to iTunes. And pop that Walk Your Testimony album. For sure.
That's what's up. That definitely go purchase that album, man. And go you know what I'm saying, check out Quan stuff, man. That's the first time y'all heard him sing all the way through, but he got the exclusive from Nas with him on there. His mom Deuce dropping some stuff on there. You got him, you know, some hot production on there, Needles, a couple other independent and major people on there. So it's crazy right now. It's crazy right now. I'm definitely proud of what you're doing over there, you know what I'm saying, Quan. You know, definitely doing what you do, you know, and in regards to what you just said about, you know, the hustle and everything, everybody has an addiction, whether it be sex, whether it be, you know, this industry itself, you know, whether it be something a 9-to-5, everybody has their own addiction, you know what I'm saying? Addiction isn't only just drugs, you know what I'm saying? Everybody get it twisted, you know. And you write about these youth out here, a lot of them, you know, if they baking and they flipping and they making 100-something thousand, you guys sit here and tell them how they can apply that same street knowledge to doing something legal. If you're not showing them that, then they ain't trying to hit nothing you trying to say, you know?
Yeah, that's for real. But money ain't everything, you know? That's the key. Like, you know, that's one of the most valuable things, and I had to learn that a little too late. I gambled with a lot of my life, you know, just and chase some money, just to realize that when you get the money, you realize that, you know what, this ain't what it's all about. You feel me?
Yeah.
So.
That's definitely the truth, man. That's definitely the truth. I'm definitely, you know, feeling everything that you're doing. You know, a lot of the stuff that you know, you do, right? A lot of people, you know, I have nothing wrong with the dance music and all that other stuff that's out there. You know, it is what it is. You know, that's the music they partake in, and that's what they like. But you know, the conscious music, you know what I'm saying, is definitely my first love. So, you know, I definitely love the conscious movement and just, you know, making people realize, you know, what's really going on here in the world and talking about some real statements and some true things and things that people need to look out for. And I'm definitely, you know, I'm glad that you're coming out and giving us some real, you know, positive music, giving us.
Yeah, somebody got to do it.
Yeah, somebody got to do it. Hey. it seems like everybody is conforming nowadays, you know what I'm saying? It seems like everybody conforming.
And I mean, it's cool. There's just a time and a place for that. That's all. You know, me myself, I'm a dude that's blessed. I've been through the struggle, so it's on me to play my position. And you know what I mean, and make sure that I keep a balance. You know, Because I don't want to see these youngins out here going through what I've been through.
Uh-huh.
You know, some of us, I'm still here. Some of us ain't been so lucky. We're so blessed, shall I say.
Crazy as I am.
Bless you, know that's why you laughing. No.
Oh, man. You messed up now.
Huh? What'd you say?
You had me messed up for a second. Oh, man. Tell them how they can check you out on the MySpace page and all that, man.
Definitely follow me on Twitter. Don Faquan, DonFerQuan, MySpace. The same thing, DonFerQuan. You know, come and holla at me. I'm here. Facebook, we do. You know, I'm on all that. Real talk.
What's going on over there, man? Sound like you in a hurricane or something. What's going on over there, man?
Sound like I'm in a hurricane? I'm in the barbershop.
Oh, yeah, you getting your hair cut. That's what's up. That's the true sacrifice right there, man. When you doing the interview, you know what I'm saying? You the second person that did that for me. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, actually, I'm cutting somebody here. How about that one?
Wow.
Yeah.
The most twisted sound.
Yeah.
You cutting somebody here. I thought you were sitting
in the seat. I'm nice. I like doing it. This is one of the few things I like doing. And it's always, I'm always about getting dope on the clock or not. I'm a beast. Got to have it. I like nice things.
That's what's up, man. I definitely love your grind, man.
And I'll probably leave here and head to the studio.
Hey, that's what it's about, man. If you don't have a productive day, then what are you doing, man?
What are you doing? Yeah, I like to at least be able to sit back and be like, okay, I made some paper today. You know, I ain't just wait for no paper to come in. I got up and got to some money, you know.
Hopefully we can get a Twitter pic, you know what I'm saying, how the haircut came out.
I'm the truth. Trust me. It's true.
Hopefully we can get a Twitter figure that, you know, that nice shape up and all that, you know. You do the designs and all that other stuff, too?
Yeah, I'm nice. Do all of that. That straight laser treatment, all of that.
That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? You definitely, you know what I'm saying? You a jack of all trades, man.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to invest. Hopefully I can buy either the whole thing or half of the shop that I'm in now.
Wow,
like,
man.
That's what I'm trying to do. Like, you got to have goals, you know.
So what you going to call the barbershop?
Huh?
What you going to call the barbershop?
Faquan Salon.
Faquan Salon.
Yeah, man. That's just one of my ideas for right now.
That's what's up,
man. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, as long as it got a good traffic and good turnover, like, it could be called, I don't care what it's called. But this one right here called Professional Hair Doctor, Lee and Hampton. You know.
That's a nice joint right there, man. I hope that, you know, well, I know you're going to get it because I know if you put your mind to it, you'll do it anyway. So, I'm definitely, you know what I'm saying, glad that you doing something that you like doing, you know what I'm saying, because I ain't know you cut hair, man. Hey, shoot, I don't have a son.
You know I play piano either. See, I got a few secrets. Few little surprises, you know?
Yeah, I cut my hair down, so I kind of cut it short. I might need a little shape up in the back. I might have to holler at
you. That's nothing. I got you. You want it lit? How you want it? However you want it, you get it. And I do your eyebrows. You ain't said nothing. Holler at me. Yeah.
Well, you was off the hook, man. I definitely, you know what I'm saying, love your grind, man. And definitely support everything that you're doing out there. Shout out to my man, C. Bonds, out there. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, he be
doing
on that. Yeah, definitely. He be on that grind. and stuff, you know what I'm saying? DreamWorks definitely doing they thing out there, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to, you know, promoting the movement and everything like that. And how did you get the distribution deal? Tell us how you came up on that situation, man.
Basically, I met the dude Next that runs Amalgam Digital. And, you know, I'm cool with a few dudes, Saigon, Joe Button, and Knots, and we had some mutual friends, and it resulted in them, you know, offering to distribute my music. I needed an outlet, you know, be it independent or major, I love the music. I need that outlet to get my music, to put the world in a position to get my music, or for those in the world that's concerned or care for hearing Quan's music, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's what's up, man. Definitely, man. Would you ever do something with Joe Button?
Yeah, I do something with Joe.
Yeah, because y'all both got that raspy voice and stuff. I said it'll be wild to hear both of y'all do something together. You know what I'm saying? Cause he on some wild stuff. I want to hear what y'all would sign together and stuff. It'd be cool
I would love to see what that song would turn out to be.
Yeah, because that would be like wild stuff. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to hear something from you and Joe. You know what I'm saying?
Hopefully
that'll
happen.
I hope so, man. You know what I'm saying? So what do we see in the future of Quan, man?
Man, just going hard, man. Consistent albums, you know what I'm saying, and bigger budgets, you know, whether I got to do it myself out of my pocket or, you know, a major label comes along and see the talent for what it is and you know, we keep it moving.
That's what's up, man.
What I love doing and to be in a position to earn, make a living off of it is a beautiful thing, you know?
You're going to do it, man, because you definitely, you know, one thing I do love about you is that you always stay optimistic.
You got the first single off of the album, I'm Good?
No, I didn't get I'm Good and stuff because I didn't get I'm Good. I had got The Hustle and stuff. That's the one that he was telling me that he really wanted me to play. You know what I'm saying? But I did download the whole album and stuff or whatever. So I'm trying to get through here and see if, you know what I'm saying, I can get I'm Good out of here. But yeah,
Corey.
Let me see if I can get it out of here.
Yeah.
You near a computer?
No, I'm not near a computer now, but the I'm Good should have been attached with the album, so.
Yeah, I got it with the album, but it won't let me sit here and let me drag it out of here real quick. I'm trying to drag it out and stuff.
But no, it should have been attached with the email. I don't know, like.
Yeah, I got, because I had, what's the name on here? I got, what's the name? The Hustle on here, you sent it as a single MP3, but I didn't get the other one on there, so. But I will have it on there. I'll put it in rotation, though. It will be in rotation. It will be in rotation, though. So, definitely the last thing I just want to say to y'all is that y'all need to check out, you know, my man Quan, support him in his movement. This stuff is heavy, you know what I'm saying, right now. You got the digital distribution, you know what I'm saying, you got some heavy hitters on the joint, so y'all need to go ahead and, you know, check that out for real. It's not a game, you know, and your girl, let's definitely put a stamp on it all day, every day. So, Quan, one more time for your mind. Could you tell them where they, you know, could pick you up, you know, pick everything up and everything?
AmalgamDigital.com or iTunes. And, follow me. It's a movement. Kings Nation is a squad. We ain't going nowhere. It's just going to get bigger and better.
That's what's up, man. I definitely support you, man, and what you're doing, man. Mikasa, Sukasa, you know, you can come in. Whenever you feel like it, man, any new things, updates, you let me know what's cracking, man. It's all love over here in the camp for you.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. So I'm going to hit you on
the phone. Love. Oh, hey.
I'm going to hit you on the flip side, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, do that.
All right.
All right.
Later.
All right, peace. Yeah.